Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
She Talk Live here on Free Talk Live. And, you know, we're talking about the possibility of having to broadcast She Talk Live from my studio, in which case I'm going to get one of those banners made, but it's going to say She Talk Live on it instead.
I love it.
Yeah. It can't be too hard to get one made. I mean, we still need to do that for the video streams and all that stuff anyway. It's on the back burner. There's a lot on the back burner that I'm going to eventually get to.
Are we going to have wine?
There is always wine at my house.
Sign me up.
Just to be clear on that. Conveniently, one of the bail restrictions that they generally just blanket onto everyone is
no alcohol.
No alcohol, yep. And no drugs. But on me, they didn't even bother because I didn't really drink that much prior to March 16th. I found myself drinking significantly more since.
Me too, and I really didn't drink that much.
It's a very stressful time here in Keene and here for Free Talk Live. But, hey, we're moving forward and making changes, and some of them are positive. People seem to really like She Talk Live, so I'm glad for that.
Woohoo! Yes. We have another female host now, so Khaleesi hopefully can be on She Talk Live at some point.
Khaleesi? Is that her radio name?
Yeah.
Okay. I hadn't heard that yet. But, yeah, I mean, so hopefully we can get more and more. There's also Clamoring, who's interested in being on it. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there's certainly some people we could get on. And it's Free Talk Live that's limited to three people. I think beyond that is probably a bit busy. But technically, I support up to eight microphones simultaneously in my studio.
That would be an exciting
episode.
But, like,
an after show?
That would have to be an after show, yeah. We couldn't have eight people.
I mean, eight women?
Yeah. Plus, we don't want to turn it into The View or something like that with all of us sitting around speculating and gossiping and stuff. But, I mean, obviously, that's none of us anyway. But let's go to the phones. We've got Caleb, who actually has an answer to my question about sitcoms and masks. Caleb, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Hi. I watch quite a bit of TV myself. I'm a couch potato a lot of the time. And really, there's only one sitcom that I've watched that really addresses masks. A lot of them just don't even have them.
They don't even what? You broke up a bit.
They don't even have them.
Okay.
What show?
One show that did have masks was about a store show. It was called Superstore. They're all in a store environment, and they had masks on there.
Interesting, but for the most part, characters in sitcoms and stuff aren't going around wearing masks?
No, they're not even talking about it.
In Superstore, is it hard to tell which character is talking because you can't see their mouths?
Occasionally.
Wow.
I'm not surprised that a show called Superstore would have them wearing masks given things, but, you know, now that I've heard it, it's not surprising to me because people tend to watch television to escape from reality. The commercials are already bombarding them with COVID-19. If they did it during the show as well, it's likely that viewer numbers would go down. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling and answering the question because I wasn't curious about it, but then the subject got brought up and I found myself unable to think about pretty much anything else. But now I know the answer, and it makes sense. Sitcoms and stuff are ignoring it because that's how people escape from the reality of everyone wearing masks around them. If you take away that escape mechanism, they have no desire to watch more of it.
It's weird how much more obvious it is that it's an alternative reality now.
Excellent point. We've also got Noss calling from New Orleans. Noss, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How are y'all tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, so I thought I wanted to strike up a conversation about, like, the frustration with masks and, like, anti-masking or pro-masking. And I felt like I had, like, a unique angle that, like, nobody really talks about that much.
Okay, go ahead.
So, like, I'm a new listener, and I've, like, never called in. I don't know where y'all are at politically, but you kind of seem, like, very for liberty and, like, privacy of the individual and stuff like that.
Yeah, most of us are voluntarists, which means we believe that all interactions should be done at the voluntary consent of the evolved parties.
Yeah. like, so something I'm really into is, like, I'm really into computer science and, like, digital privacy and stuff like that. And I was really against, like, the mask at first because, like, oh, it's just a piece of cloth. Like, you know, I didn't really see much, like, science backing up as to how it would help. But I actually like the how it, like, I really hate surveillance cameras, right? And, like, algorithms that are, like, scanning your face.
Oh, I saw you talking about this in Twitch earlier. That's twitch.freetalklive.com if anyone wants to join that chat. But you're absolutely right. They do thwart surveillance cameras and the facial recognition and all of that nonsense that we also stand against here on Free Talk Live, which is one of the reasons that our co-host Mark does support the masks.
Yeah, that's really interesting because, like, I'm really, like, I consume, like, alternative media and stuff like that, and I try to keep, like, an open mind, you know, not listen to, like, just mainstream sources. And I'm really against, like, corporations, you know, like, saying that your data, they own it. And, you know, imagine, like, them owning, like, a visual recognition of your face. And so I was just thinking, like, mask is a cool, like, excuse to kind of, like, you know, prevent that or get around it, kind of like to conceal your identity. And it's just funny that a lot of people are, like, inherently against that when, you know, they shouldn't be.
I'm not against it if people choose to wear a mask of their own volition and that's something they want to do. I'm against the mask mandates where the government says you must do this thing. And I'm sort of against the social pressure that even if the government doesn't do it, if everyone says, hey, you have to wear a mask or you're this horrible human being, I'm sort of against that as well, just because it's manipulative and exploitative.
Well, I have thought of what you're saying before, that, you know, if I'm the only one in a store not wearing a mask, then the, you know, facial recognition software is just picking up my face and putting it in the database. I've thought about that, but have you ever been arrested? Because I've been arrested and had my fingerprints and mouth swab collected by the government. So honestly, at this point, I don't care.
I had that happen to me at Merrimack County. In fact, it shows how inept the government is because I got fingerprinted no less than on two different occasions because apparently the U.S. Marshals can't just get fingerprints from the Department of Corrections or the Department of Justice or whoever got my fingerprints the first time. They had to get them again. It's very bizarre. Very inept, really.
That's why I do...
I was going to say, like, that's an interesting point, but then if you, like, think about the nuance behind that, like, it's not like they put your face, like, into a database that then, like, all the corporations have access to, like, when you, like, went through that. And it's really more about, like, preventing tracking.
But Facebook
Well, like, imagine if they create algorithms that are, like, tracking you based upon, you know, your facial recognition, but if you're wearing a mask and, like, other things that are concealing your identity, like special makeup and stuff like that, then they can't actively track you through their algorithms that are being utilized by the surveillance camera.
Yeah, and that's certainly an issue that's going to become more and more prominent in the future. I imagine they're struggling with this in China with the social credit system.
Yeah, the social credit stuff. That's really scary, yeah.
I mean, once that crap hits the United States, we already have the surveillance apparatus in place, as does the United Kingdom. Oh, it's going to be a relatively simple thing for the state to take hold of that and make it so that, oh, you're that anarchist who does that libertarian talk show. We don't want you being able to buy groceries. Facial recognition would prevent it. And it just makes it easier that now you have to scan your QR code to say, oh, yes, I have, in fact, been to Walmart. So then they know where to look.
You know, if you pay attention to, like, the drops of information and stuff like that, like, I'm not exactly, like, referring to anything in particular, but it's like, you know, the corporations are definitely trying to unify. So then they, like, because, like you said, they have that surveillance apparatus, but they just need to connect it together. And to, like, legitimize it. You know, it's easy for China to do that because the whole communist thing, they just control everything from one, like, singular point. But everything's kind of, like, sparsely disconnected here, which is definitely for the advantage of the people.
Yeah, and I'm hopefully it's going to stay that way, but I don't think it will for forever. Thank you tonight for the NAS, for the call, NAS. Be sure to call in again. It was a really good call, really fascinating. Broke a lot of interesting subjects. You're absolutely right. Wearing a mask does help conceal your identity. The White Rose actually advised people, which is a Telegram chat that people can find at t.me/jointhewhiterose. They provide these sticker designs that are anti-mask, anti-government mandates and stuff like that. But they advise people to wear a mask while putting them up simply because it conceals your identity.
Yeah, and the sticker pimps did get arrested for putting up those exact stickers, so, you know.
Whatever happened to that, do you know?
It got dropped.
Excellent.
But I don't know to what extent it's really going to help. These algorithms aren't as advanced as they're generally portrayed as. Facebook is constantly confusing me for my sister, which is an honor for me, but probably not for her.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And I want to say thank you to Lonnie Gopal, who is tonight's amplifier. Now, he's a platinum-level amplifier, which means that Lonnie is choosing to give at least $25 per month to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Of course, we don't ask that much to join the program. It's just $5 per month. It comes with a number of cool little perks, like an AMP-only Facebook group, an AMP-only chat room on the Matrix server, and there's even an AMP-only call-in line that you can check out. But really, the reason you should AMP is because you like the show. You like the idea of having a show where people can call in and talk about literally anything they want, including the merits of cow flatulence, as we've got coming up. So if you value that, not necessarily the cow flatulence, but the ability for someone to call into a national radio show and express their opinions, then you might consider joining the AMP program. Check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. Lonnie, thank you so much for your contributions. We hope you aren't too put off by the next call that you pull your AMP. But anyway, we've got Pat calling from Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I don't think Bonnie would be thrown off. She's Ian's girl. They raised pigs. I think it's covered.
You're always mixing Ian up with other people. Ian is not nobody, and Ian is not Mark. He's never raised a pig. I don't think he would ever.
I was also referring to Lonnie and not Bonnie.
He asked me if I could look him in the eyes and truthfully tell him I'm nobody's girl, and I was like, wait, no, I'm Ian's girlfriend. Is that what you mean? And he thought I was nobody's girlfriend. Well,
that was my mistake, Bonnie, and I apologize for that. I truly do.
So what did you call in about tonight, Pat?
Forgive me. Yeah, well, I remember back a couple years ago, the libtards were raising Cain about cow flatulence and how methane's killing the world.
I remember
that. I do too.
Any time you walk down a bog or a choked-off river from the dams, you have a whole bunch of built-up sludge, and there's little bubbles that'll come up along. Popping right out. And I used to tell my kids when we were fishing, those are turtle farts.
Now,
but what it is methane gas.
Now, are they turtle farts, though?
No, they're not turtle farts. It was just a joke I made for the kids.
Well, I don't know, man.
Me either. I thought he was serious.
I mean, cow farts produce methane. For all I know, turtle farts do as well.
Well, turtle farts might, and there could have been a few of them with frog farts, too. I mean,
fair point.
Jesus, I don't know. Oh, but anyway, My point is here is the libtards are choking off the pipelines, shutting off the natural gas, and what's that going to require? That's going to require more hydroelectric dams, which chokes off the rivers. And the rivers are arteries. I mean, the world is alive. The rivers are the veins of the world. And if they're not allowed to cleanse themselves, the fish can't get up in, the water gets stagnant, and there's nothing but morbidity to the world at this point. And they're trying to shut down the coal, the natural gas, everything else that produces power, and they're going to want to choke the rivers more.
Well, what about that?
I mean, it's insane.
Isn't there a resurgence of nuclear energy talk lately?
Well, there should be, because it seems to me if there's been 30 years of research on this, they ought to have been able to ascertain a controllable apparatus for all this insanity.
Yeah, I think
I mean, I don't know. It's above my pay grade, dude.
Yeah, might as well. I think nuclear energy is probably the way to go, but as I understand it, there's also geothermal energy, which is far more promising than hydroelectric. But I'm not an expert on these matters. I mean, this is stuff that people who are environmentalists know a whole lot more than I do. And maybe it's a weakness on my part that I don't care enough to look into it. But really, as long as my house has electricity, I don't really give a damn how it gets there or what generates it.
Well, I'll tell you what, bud. I've been off the grid for 20 years. Well, 15 of the last 20 years. I'm listening to you off a DC battery right now.
That is... So you don't have electricity otherwise?
No, sir.
Wow.
I rock everything, man. I am the old dog.
Well,
that's cool.
I also
congrats on that, Pat.
I feel like I should also look into, like, which electricity is best more, too. But I will say that Peakless Mountaineer was talking to me the other day about how, you know, back in the day, the rivers were probably cleaner and had less plastic in them. And I don't know. It just made me feel really sad for the Earth.
Pat, you raise an excellent point about the rivers being the lifeblood, I think you put that.
The arteries
mm-hmm. of the planet. There's certainly a lot of truth in that. And, I mean, they're stretched across the planet like arteries, certainly. And they carry what humans need to survive, what all animals need to survive
and the
across
Earth, like,
the entire planet.
The plants and everything, too.
So,
wow, I never thought of it like that. It's really cool.
I also prefer to view the Earth as a, not a living organism, but as, that's why I don't like the term Gaia, because it suggests that Earth is an organism that somehow thinks for itself or whatever. I don't necessarily believe that's true, but there's certainly an ecosystem here of things that work together and that should work together and that aren't allowed to work together right now. And this is why I'm an advocate of, I guess cynicism would be the way to put it, letting the global warming happen and letting nature fix itself, because it will. Because that's what the Earth does. That's what all ecosystems do. If humans have really overpopulated and damaged the environment to the point that it cannot sustain our own existence, then humans will die off and all of those problems will eventually fix themselves. And it just goes to prove in the long run that humans didn't deserve to exist in the first place. Not if we kill ourselves.
Not if we throw masks in the rivers. Every time I go on a walk, I see masks on the ground outside.
Oh, they're everywhere. Everywhere.
They are, absolutely. And they're not exactly biodegradable, I don't think. They are designed to withstand a fair bit of wear and tear.
Yeah, I just see them sitting there, like, all brown from sitting in the dirt for a long time. And
there was one in our yard, and Michael came in and had it made, like, a mouse hammock, because we have cats.
Oh,
and they had killed a mouse, and he brought it in and showed it to our 3-year-old. He was like, look at this life full of mouse hammock. And I was like, oh, you did not really do that. And she was, like, fascinated. Can I see?
She's funny.
It is frustrating how masks have gotten literally everywhere. There was one in my driveway the other day. Presumably mm-hmm. someone had left Mighty Moose Mart, some customer or something, and it fell to the ground. They just left it, and the wind blew it into my driveway. I was like, dude, if all of this pandemic nonsense was real and you were spreading germs to that, I don't want to pick that up.
Right, that should be a biohazard. That's not talked about enough, and also the fact that it's, ruining the environment isn't talked about enough.
I used to do a lot of my own tattoos, and it was just a given that you had a needle disposal kit specifically for tattoos because they're a biohazard mm-hmm. once you use the needle. But people aren't treating masks with the same level of biohazardness. I don't know what the word is.
Can you do me a tattoo?
No, I've never tattooed anyone else.
Oh.
But thanks for asking.
I've been the first for somebody, yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, yeah, the masks, they're clogging up the sewer systems. They're freaking everywhere because people just throw them down. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. You can talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's crazy. I was told last night gas was going to go up 20 cents a gallon. So I filled all my vehicles up and all my gas cans. Now today there's no gas.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, as states from New Jersey to Florida are suffering from a truck driver shortage combined with the fallout from a pipeline operator's network being breached. About 25% of gas stations in North Carolina have run out of fuel and 20% in Georgia. A change has been made by Republicans when it comes to House leadership.
Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair. Representative Cheney, right after the voice vote.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News. The Mideast appears to be on the verge of a new war. Israel firing dozens of airstrikes this morning, reportedly targeting police and security installations in Gaza. This news comes as Hamas terrorists have launched hundreds of rockets into Israel this week. Former Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley saying this is just another test early for the Biden administration.
Hamas now wants to test Biden because they don't think that he's going to do anything severe. They go and start shooting rockets into Jerusalem, and what does Biden do? He calls for restraint. What he should be doing is having Israel's back. This is where Biden should be calling out the Palestinians. The only reason this is happening is because Hamas is shooting rockets, and Biden needs to put a stop to it. He can do it by pulling money, he can do it by calling for action, and he can stop this right now.
Jeffrey Epstein's alleged accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, is set to go on trial in New York City in November. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Fort Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the caller line. You can talk about whatever you want. As the last caller wanted to talk about cow and turtle flatulence. The turtle flatulence turned out not to be real, which kind of makes me sad because it just sounds like such a funny thing to just think about the turtles hanging out in the rivers.
Just letting it rip.
Yeah. But evidently that wasn't a true thing, which is unfortunate.
Polluting the earth with their farts.
Those damn turtles. But we've got more callers. We've got David from New Mexico calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
And Bonnie.
Oh my God. He's always making fun of me saying, and Bonnie. So he says I say
I'm not making fun. Wait, how does that go? It's, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Oh, so you want to be me?
Well, no, that's Arya.
You want to be like Arya?
Well, Arya's former self, maybe.
I'm gonna.
What did you call to talk about tonight?
Cow farts.
All right, well, let's talk about cow farts.
What can we not?
Let her rip, huh? Let her rip.
So, I'm confused. Are you pro cow fart? Is that what you're expressing?
Yeah. But first of all, I got to say, hand it to Pat and say I've been living the same way for the same amount of time. Half my life I've lived off the grid and solid for the last, you know, decade and a half. And I will never go back. And if electricity ever gets to where I am, I will move. I do not want to be around the electricity other than the little bit I generate to make the little bit that I need to run this phone.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. Because both of y'all called on phones, right? But that's what I was going to ask. Like, how do you have phones then?
Phone lines use, if you call from a landline, they receive electricity over the landline.
I live off the grid, meaning there is nothing connected to me. There is no water. There is no sewer. There is no electric. There is no gas. There is no trash. The only thing that comes to me that's grid is a two-path dirt road.
So how are you calling then?
On a smartphone, of course.
But you're off the grid.
How do you generate electricity?
Well, you can do it a number of ways. The way I do it, like most people would do it in that situation, is they would use one tiny solar panel to charge their battery. That's all you need is a solar panel that's like 2 to 3 square feet.
Fair point.
Yeah. And life is better without it. It keeps the riffraff away. As soon as electricity shows up, so do all the bad people.
Well, a lot of good people show up as well.
Yeah, but the good people don't do anything to take care of the bad people, so the bad people are still there doing whatever they damn well please, and the good people are locked behind their iron gates and do nothing to alleviate the bad people problem.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure I agree. I am grateful for living in modern society where I have electricity and air conditioning and heating and all of that stuff. I understand it's not for everyone. I could not go off the grid without electricity. I mean, I guess I could if I absolutely had no choice, but it's not something I desire to do, and I don't think it would bring any meaningful benefits to my life.
I would think that I would enjoy that. We'd have solar panels, of course, for certain things, but I think that being off the grid would be very nice.
Really?
Yeah.
What about off the grid and away from people? Because I've had this conversation with a friend of mine a lot recently about activism. Just he basically stays away from everybody and thinks, I live by example. But if you stay away from everybody,
you're not setting any example because no one's feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not activism. That's just wanting to be a hermit. And that's fine if that's what they want to do.
I'd still want to be around people. Like, I just would want my home to be off the grid. That would be good.
Could be fun.
Be a lot cheaper, that's for sure.
I don't know, Mark told me that growing your own food is a good way to spend 3 times the amount on vegetables.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. Conan would disagree. It's certainly true with some vegetables like tomatoes, but if you're growing potatoes and stuff like that, it's probably, it is going to be more work than it's probably worth, but it's, as Conan would say, you know, it's good to know how to do it in case you need to do it in order to survive, which I think is valuable. I just don't have the time or the desire to do it. I would rather, you know, acquire gold, and then when I need to buy some potatoes from Conan, be like, hey, Conan.
Yeah, I'd rather do some kind of share, some kind of crop share or something, because I prefer to, like, push a lawnmower than I would to, like, garden. And that's ridiculous that I would prefer that kind of yard work over growing my own food.
Well, whenever I have heard Conan talking about this, like, it's really admirable, but at the same time, I just feel like I don't have the space in my brain for all the things you got to remember about each vegetable and stuff. I wanted to start, a small garden this year, but then Ian got arrested and I got too depressed, and now that I've heard Conan talking about it, I've been like, wow, that just sounds like not just too much work, but too many things to remember, like, oh, this one needs this much light, this one needs this much, blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's a learning process, right?
Yeah. I can tell you that if you put them out there and give them water, that they will do okay. It is a learning process, but it's nothing really special. As long as you plant it, you water it, and it has sunlight, it's going to grow.
Mm.
And it would be better to go through that learning process now than after the Armageddon or zombie apocalypse or whatever it was that we were talking about that particular night. I would rather, you know that the grocery store is still there and can sell me potatoes if mine rot under the ground or whatever. But, you know, I've been thinking about it, too. My property is probably a really bad place for a garden simply because there's so much runoff from water there because I'm between the hill and the river. So I don't know how it would actually
work. You'd
have
to do some kind of raised beds.
Yeah, Jay told me that your soil is, poisonous. And you'd have to, grow these mushrooms for a season to make it better. I don't remember what he said.
Yours?
Probably.
Like that, yeah.
But he said there's a spot that isn't, so I don't know. You'd have to talk to him. He knows about your soil.
I don't care to grow a garden out there. I mean, if I did, I would talk to him.
Good point.
Anyway, David, thank you so much tonight for the call. I play electric guitar, though, so I just don't want to be without electricity. I guess I could play an acoustic, but it's not the same. I couldn't imagine being without electricity. And just the brief period of life where I had no internet access whatsoever drove me insane.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It only lasted like 3 days. But you're not able to contact people at your leisure. You're not able to just do what you want to do. And it sucked. I can't imagine not having internet 24/7. I only didn't have it for 3 days.
The idea of, like, where you live compared to here seems, like, not very far at all when I think about us having phones. But if nobody had phones, that seems so far away. Like, there's no contacting you easily. Yeah.
Well, we do have the two-way radios here, and I have an antenna now that presumably would reach all the way out here, but it's not a very effective communication tool.
That's not electric?
It is electric, yeah. But you could do the same thing with with a solar panel and, you know, keep it charged.
Mm. Yeah, but then everybody has to have their radio on.
Like, yeah, because it has to be near it.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have to be near it, yeah.
And the repeater has to be working if you want to reach long distances, and that's going to require electricity. Yeah. You're not powering that with a single solar panel. You can probably get a few to do it, but not a single one. So there are workarounds for all of these things, obviously. You know, presumably, I could probably build enough solar panels to power a guitar amplifier and my effects processor. But I don't see any reason to when I can just pay a company to bring the electricity to me without further effort on my part. Maybe there's some benefit to it that I don't know about. You say the bad people come. I assume you're referring to cops.
Maybe riffraff, like criminals or people who want to do harm or steal or...
Sure, but as I pointed out, the good people come as well.
Right, yeah.
You get people like Angie and Bonnie and Ian and Mark and all of these other people who like the luxuries of modern life and who come where those luxuries can be found.
It's just hard to say, though, because are people really drawn to electricity anymore? It's kind of everywhere.
No one is in a hurry to move to Haiti. And the remote parts of it that don't have electricity, right? But plenty of people are interested in moving to Japan or the Marianas Islands or the United States or somewhere where there's already electricity. Very few people want to go to Antarctica and tough it out in the snow without electricity.
I just think if David got electricity, people wouldn't show up at his house.
You're probably not wrong. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and with a show like this, you're never going to, you never know what you're going to get. It went from what is apparently a not true article about a woman forcing a man to ejaculate in her to become her Dogecoin poppy, to a rather, the subject of cow farts has been aggravatingly common in tonight's episode. But hey, that is what it is. You can call in to talk about whatever you want, because this is Free Talk Live. Not going to give out the number again because it's the final segment. I just prefer not to take unscreened calls, even though we could, and we could still dump the call because we're a radio show and we have the ability to do that. I still prefer to just not take the risk. I'd rather connect with people first to find out, you know, what they want to talk about, how we can work into the conversation, that kind of thing. With you tonight, though, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And speaking of callers, we have Vicky calling. Vicky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Yeah, I think your producer got my name a little bit wrong. It's Vicky with a D.
Oh, yeah. That would have been me. Sorry about that.
No,
so what's on
okay.
Your mind?
That's okay. I want to get weird. I want to talk about the spiritual. I want to talk about the occult. I don't know what your guys' stance is, on, I guess, whatever you want to call it, cryptids, creatures, monsters, things that aren't classified by what the scientists would want you to say, are real, but that some people have had experiences or encounters with.
Hey, I don't know about these two, but I've talked on Free Talk Live about seeing, like a goat bottom of his body and a human top of his body?
That would be a satyr.
Satyr.
You're in New Hampshire, correct?
Well, that was in Texas, in Cibolo, Texas, in like a developing suburb.
So, typically, that lines up with the description of the Jersey Devil, which is more of an East Coast thing, but they could have been spreading to Texas. I mean, I don't know. With this stuff, you start to realize that it's less that there's not enough evidence, and more so that people, like, there's not a desire within the establishment to research, and that's kind of where I get to my, I guess, my piece.
I'm not sure what there is to research.
Well, that's what I'm getting at is, you know, I'm pretty acquainted with goblins, you know, like little green guys.
Well, people in Mexico just talk about goblins like they're a fact. I forget what they call them. I wish I could remember the name, but like my ex-husband's family just talks about it. Like, yeah, our you know, neighbors, you know, land or whatever has goblins, and lots of people's like, especially like older people will remember them more because they just used to run around there, they say.
Sorry, I just had a really lucid moment where it occurred to me that I might be the only person among the four of us who isn't high as hell.
High on what, though? Because, like, that's the other thing is I believe that certain drugs actually give us insight into you know, what is more truthful, more so than impairing us. I mean, it depends on what you're on, but I've seen things on ayahuasca that I would say are more real than what I see when I'm sober.
Well, when I saw the Seder, I was sober AF and, like, I think, like, 16 and getting up from bed, about to get ready to go to church, and I saw it through my window, and it turned into a human.
Yeah. And you know, I would love to get into that, but I came with a mission to talk about the goblins and how kind of the whole, pandemic, plandemic, you know, whatever you want to call it. It's kind of gotten in the way of my line of work because, as you said, you know, it's to certain people that's a matter of fact, and I'm one of those people. And I hunt, I document, and I kind of I communicate with goblins around, you know, the greater North American area.
Do you have a YouTube or anything? Sorry, do you have any like a website where we could go to?
I usually do work privately. Like, if you want to...
But I imagine you have some pretty good video documentation of these creatures, right?
Well, we could talk on email, sure.
Do you have video documentation of these creatures?
I do, but I've had it taken off of YouTube when I had my channel.
Well, okay, let me... Dang it, I don't really have a public email. Do you have an email?
I do. Shoot it to me at aria@freetalklive.com. I would definitely be interested in seeing that.
And anyone who wants to contact me, maybe in the audience or either of you who would like to email me, it's ghostdrdickey@protonmail.com is my email. So anyone
ghost
can
doctor,
reach out to
you,
there.
You do ghost stuff?
Well, yeah, sure, because if you look at it from an economic point of view, you know, I have to make a living, and people are more interested in ghosts than they are in goblins, I guess, to put it simply. And
I imagine it's easier to exploit people's belief in the supernatural than it is to exploit people's beliefs in goblins, but yeah, see your point.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it exploitation, because, I mean... I think everybody has the right to have access to supernatural, you know, professionals and get services in that way.
What qualifies someone to be a supernatural professional?
I mean, what qualifies somebody to be a radio professional? Or what qualifies somebody to be, you know, a meteorologist or something? It's just experience and training, really.
What did you call to tell us about the goblins, though?
I trained under Chris Boers, the ghost doctor, which is how I got my title. But he has a more public presence online. But he was my mentor, and I guess that would be my qualification.
An apprenticeship, got it.
Profession.
Have you ever encountered any ghosts?
Well, of course, yeah. I guess
do you have video documentation
I'm
of this?
I'm skeptical about this stuff, but. What would you define as encounter? You know, I've had romantic and sexual.
I'm putting you on hold because I don't even know where that's going, and I can't.
Wow, he met a succubus. Insane. Wait, can he come back?
I just
you have questions, right?
This is like the fourth or fifth time tonight where I was just like, I mean, I didn't hang up on it, so we can bring it back. But this is like the third or fourth time tonight where what ran through my head was just, dude, I am too sober for this.
All I can think about is, da-na, da-na, da-na. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Diggy, are you still with us? I believe Bonnie had another question for you. Please avoid that particular subject.
Yeah, we can't really talk about that subject on the air, but have you seen them with your physical eyes, or would you say that it was more of a in-your-mind's-eye thing?
Well, it depends on the type of entity, I think, because some things are more corporeal, and some things are you know, like, it really depends on what the nature of it is. Like, I think some ghosts manifest themselves in physical ways, like they're... You know, the classic idea of the poltergeist. If you see something flying around the room, then I could say that.
Where do they get their
own eyes?
Where does a ghost get its mass in order to affect the physical world?
Well, I think that's a question that I don't think that the field has the full scope to answer. I mean, I have my own personal beliefs, but I wouldn't say that I know for a fact where that mass.
Are ghosts affected by gravity?
I would, in my opinion, yes, but that's, you know,
okay, so they don't fly.
I wouldn't disagree with, or I wouldn't judge someone else for thinking otherwise, you know.
Well, I kind of would have to, because if they're not affected by gravity, I mean, the Earth is constantly moving. If gravity doesn't affect them, then nothing's tethered to the Earth, and they're just floating out there in space left behind.
Sure, but some other experts view ghosts as sort of after images popping in, you know, dimensionally. That they're not here in a constant sense the way that we are passing through time. They just kind of lapse in at any given moment and interact in that little slice of time. So they necessarily would not be affected by gravity.
But that just raises the issue again. The Earth is constantly moving. I realize that, you know, we're sitting here. It's hard to forget. I mean, it's easy to forget that, but the Earth is constantly moving at like 20-something thousand miles per hour. Something that's not attached to the Earth in any way, such as with gravity, is just going to immediately get left in floating out in space.
Well, sure, but...
So those would be my questions for you. Give me some answers to those. You have my email address. One, are ghosts affected by gravity? Two, how do they get their mass that allows them to interact with other physical objects? Because if they have mass, then they can be definitively studied, quantified, and measured.
Does electricity fly away because it's not, or because the Earth is moving? Because maybe it's just energy.
Electricity is a form of energy.
Yeah, maybe it's just energy and not, you know, able to see with your eyes.
Inquiring minds want to know.
It's been a weird night.
I believe you, Dr. Dickey.
Thanks for listening. head on over to freetalklive.com. Got an archive there going back more than 10 years. It's been Free Talk Live.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.